I give you the balance of the vodka.
Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Tesbov in Tanis. Again, we learn for the safe return of Yaakov Tali ben Rachel Dvorah, Gilad Michal ben Baskalim, Eyal ben Iris Teshura. Today is Yom Kippur Katan. It should be a schus. Our tefillah should be a schus for them. We talk about the Tanios here, things that they did in the Tanis. It should be gerechened as if we actually fasted on their behalf. Says the Mishnah, say to Tanios Ketzad. Most of today's daf is actually the Mishnah. How did they do it? What did they actually do? What was the custom at the Tanis? Now, the Gemara says that Stam say to Tanis. We know, again, we've discussed that the series of Tanis, it was first three minor fasts, then three more, three, three, and seven. Here he just says, say to Tanis, Ketzad. We're going to describe them. It didn't say which one. Are we talking about all of them? Apparently, we're talking about all of them, but the Gemara is going to come out not like that. Say to Tanis, Ketzad. Motinus, they take out the Aron Kodesh into the street. To the open space, and they put ashes. Now, ashes are a bigger bezonion than dirt. And throughout the Torah, Rashi brings down this also. Afar means dirt, afar means ashes, but they're interchangeable. We find many places when it refers to afar, the Gemara says, the Torah says here in this week's Parsha, it says, me'afar sreifa sachatas, right? It says, me'afar sreifa sachatas, from the afar of the burning of the chatzah, but that's ashes, that's not dirt. When you're burning an animal, burning a person, burning wood, you make ashes, you don't make dirt. So you see the words are interchangeable. Therefore he says, afer makla, that's afer, that's ashes of like burnt, of a burnt wood. That tells you that it's really ashes, it's not dirt. So they put the afer makla gaviyate, put it on the teva, rosh hanasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, is called, he's the rosh, and he put it on his head too. We'll see, he put it in the place where the tefillin are, they put the ashes on his head. That's to show that we're in mourning, so to speak, because of the lack of rain. Even though there's a difference between mourning and the tanios, as we've described before, but it's like we're in a bad state here. Of rosh ha-bezdin, like the second in command. V'cholech mechadosim brosho. So, again, the mashma limar is that we put it on the Aron Kodesh, and we put it on the Avbezdin and on the Rosh HaNasi. We put the ashes on that, and then everybody takes them and puts it on his own head. Rosh Zuckin. Barosho. And everybody puts it on his head. HaZuckin Sheben, the elder, Amal Lefnayan Dibrekush, and then the elder among them gives them words of admonition and tochacha. Achenu, he says, Achenu Lanu B'Anshei Ninveh, when the Anshei Ninveh sinned, doesn't say, when they, and then they did Shuvah, doesn't say B'Aro Akim, it doesn't say Hashem saw they wore sackcloth and they were fasting. Oh, therefore Hashem forgave them. No. God saw that they returned action. In other words, actions speak louder than words. You can act all you could say all you want, right? You could act it up, but actions are more important. Hashem saw that they had returned from their evil ways. Uva kabolo omer. And in Kabbalah means usually ksuvim. The term being ksuvim, that means ksuvim. Rashi over here points out, before we quoted a pasuk from Yonah, that's also in ksuvim. How come it doesn't say uva Kabbalah? Kabbalah, it refers to where there are words of admonition there. Not just Stam telling a story. Hashem saw what they did. Here he's telling you, v'kiru levavkam, v'albidechem. Here the words of admonition. Tear your hearts, don't just tear your clothes. So that's what's called divrei kabbalah. Amdu b'tefila. So it's divrei ksuvim that have different words of admonition, divrei of tochacha in there. Amdu b'tefila. They got up to daven. Okay, this is after they put the ashes on their head and they took the Aron Kodesh outside in the street.
This is when?
We'll see. It's the seventh.
You're asking. This
is during daven. This is how they did it. The daven is going to be in the middle of this. This is the procedure. We'll see. I said it's a kasha before. We don't know. We're going to be talking about the last seven. Not the first six, right. Not the three and three. The Gemara is going to come out. I mean, it's one we don't know. But the Gemara is going to say, this is the procedure during the last seven fasts. They would take the Aron Kodesh out into the street. They didn't do that during the first six. And they would put the ashes on their head. And they would give a speech of Musser, like we just said. Tear your hearts, don't tear your clothes. Then they started to daven. Number the Filum. Moridin Lefnei Ativa. And who do they send before the Amid? Not just any Shmendrick that you could find to daven, you know, wants to get up there and daven Psukkah to Zimra. You know, you can't because nobody else will do it. They put there a Zuckin, an elder person who was respectful and who had respect and who was feared. Zuckin Verugel, he knows how to daven. He doesn't have to fun for the words. The Eish Labanim, he has children. So he's a settled man. Ubeso Rekam. And Pashim Tradi, he's poor. A man who's poor pours his heart out. Also, Rashi says another pshat in Beis Harikam is that his house is empty of sin, that he's a good guy. So that's the guy. Kadesh she'elivim shalom tefillah, so that his heart should be complete in tefillah. In other words, a man who's not bitter, but he's also humble, and he's a man without sin, he should be the shliach tzibur.
Do you see the rest of the year, any schlepper could
be. That's correct.
Right?
That's what I said. Any, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. V'omer lefneim esrim v'arba brachos. It's not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. V'omer lefneim esrim v'arba brachos. And you say 24 brachos. And normally we say 18 brachos. Let's leave aside the Mashin, let's say he counted 19. But about Mashin, we counted as 18. Here they utter on six more brachos. On these fasts, they had six more brachos.
This was in the morning?
This was in the morning. In the morning, right. In the morning, yeah. Omer lefneim esrim v'arba brachos, right? Right, right. What?
They put ashes on the tefillin?
No, not on the tefillin. The place of the tefillin. Maybe the tefillin. Maybe the tefillin, yeah. It doesn't really say. Maybe they only did it in Mincha. It's possible. It's a good point. I don't know. Maybe they only did it at Mincha, because that's when we talk about the tefillah. So maybe they did it at Mincha, like what we say at Nenu. Maybe. I'm not sure. If it's not brought down if it's Shachas or Mincha, maybe they did it at all of the tefillahs. It doesn't say. You're right, but where did they put the tefillin on? Maybe they put the tefillin on top of that. You know, there's a few ashes could just fit it in there. The tefillin would turn it on top. Maybe. So maybe it's only when they didn't put on tefillin. Maybe they didn't put on tefillin then. Maybe this is just like a special tefillah or a mincha time. So they would say this for Shemoneh Esrei. It didn't have 18, it had 24. Shebuchol Yom Mos Vleim. The regular 18 of every day, 18 or 19. Most of the nations, they would add on six brachos. What are they? Zichronos v'shofros. The first two, they'd add on zichronos, like we say in Rosh Hashanah, right? All the psukim of zichronos. And then that would be the first extra bracha. Then the second one would be shofros. And it's all they say, all those psukim. And at the end, they end off with something which is me'ain, the bracha, like zichronos, we'll see. The third extra one was the kapitel tilim el Hashem b'tzarasali, when in my time of trouble, karasi, I called you by name, you answered me. Esayinei el harem, that one that we just said, we're saying it these days. Esayinei, I will lift my eyes up to the mountains. The next one was mimakim karasi Hashem, which we also say, called from heaven. And then the last one is tefillah la'oni kiyatov, tefillah for the poor person when he is faint and he feels weak. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo yitzarach lo lomer zechronos." He said the first two wasn't. You didn't put in zechronos and shofros like the Rosh Hashanah. Instead of him, he said, "Rov kiyev ba'aretz, dever kiyev ba'aretz." He said that kapitel when there's hunger, when there's a famine, and when there's pestilence. That kapitel, and the pasuk, Rov kiyev ba'aretz is in Melachim Aleph. And the second one is in Yirmiyahu, Asher Hayah Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu, Al Divrei Abtzaris, on the words of when the people had a famine. But Omer, and then, okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, but basically the six that we mentioned are Zichron Shofros, and then those other four Kapitel Chetilim. But Omer Chosman, and then you end off every Bracha, Bracha Ta Hashem, you end off. Al Rishona Omer, now the Rishona Rash explains, is not the first of these six, it's the first one that it's the last bracha before you start the six, which is Goel Yisrael. And you end off like this. What you do is the regular Goel Yisrael we know, the field that we say every day, and you add on, Omer, you end off, you end that off, Brochat Hashem Goel Yisrael. And as the end is the same every day in the bracha of Goel Yisrael. But you add on, you lengthen it by saying, whoever answered the God who answered Avraham Haramiya, he'll answer Hashem and listen to your tefillahs. Go Israel. Ala Shnia, the second one. Now, the Shnia is the first of the six. That would be which one? Zichronos, we just said, right? It would be Zichronos according to the Tanakhama. So, Omer, Mishonos, Yamsuf, right? Yamsuf, Hu Yanaschem, Yishmakos, Chasamiyam, Zebrach, Shem, Zachar, Shkachos. Why? Because B'nai Israel, in Mitzrayim, we were like forgotten. We were forgotten there for hundreds of years, and then Hashem remembered us. So that's why that's apropos, because the tefillah that you end off with is always, you know, me'ain the bracha. So you mentioned Zichronos, so you mentioned Hashem remembered us in Mitzrayim. Alashlish is the third one, which would be shofros. Gilgal. In Gilgal, when you blew the shofar and then Yericho. So Shemeya Trua. Again, Shemeya Trua is related to the bracha of shofros. Al Revius, this is already in the Kapitel Tilim, which was what? Al Hashem Bar Tzarasali. Al Revius, who Omer Bishanas Shmuel B'mitzvah, who answered Shmuel Mitzvah, who Yanas Chem Yishma Kol Tzaschem, Hayom Zebrach Tashem Shemeya Tzaka. That's similar to Lashem Ratzarasali, Karasi Vaneni, I cried out. Al Chamishas, the next one, which was Esa'enai Elohorim, or Mishan Solio Bahara Karmel. Ara Karmel is like Hashem, right? He was on the Har. Esa'enai Elohorim, like, you know, Eliyahu lifted his eyes at the mountain. Hu Yanaschem Yishmol Kazer, Hashem Shamayat Fila. Alashishis, on the sixth one, which is really which one? The fifth of the six extra brachas. Alashishis, or Mishan Yonah Bemea Doga. How is that? That's like, Mimamakim from the depths, I called you out. Yonah was in the depths of the. Of the whale, right? So Mishnah is Yana Bamayadag, who Yana Scham Bishmakas Hashem, Haonabe Sarah. Hashem answered him. He also mentions over there, but Sarasi, Hashem Mikarasi, Kurzik of Sarasi, and Yonah talks about Sarah, Hashem answered me. Alashvi is the last one, which is, he says here is the sixth, but it's really, the, it's the, he calls it the seventh front, including Goy Yisrael, but it's the sixth of the extra six brothers. So Mishnah is David, Ves Shlomo, Benobi Yushalayim. David also had a fast, had a fast because there was a famine during his time. And that's what it means by, was tefila l'ani kiyatov, right? When he's faint because he cried out because they were hungry. Mishnah Stavet that Shlomo ben Rabbi Shlomo Yannis Chamish Makos Hashem Hashem Hamarachim Ala Oretz. And Rashi points out over here Shlomo Chiftos Aron the base of Mikzik Hashem. So he was also he answered and then remember the doors wouldn't open. Inami Rav Kiyav Oretz. According to the second one, Fichol Chokos Hamarachim Oretz. Shemus Balei they prayed for Eretz Israel. With Filani al Dachik Shams also, the Filani Kiyat was going to be weak because of rain. So also that fitting of David Shlomo who prayed for Eretz Israel, and also because in David's time there was no rain, and they were mispalled for that. So that's the extra six brachas that they added on in this special Shemoneh Esrei they said on the last of the seven on the seven last fasts. Ma'aseh of the story, Bimei Rav Chalafta, Rav Chanina ben Tradion, and Rashi brings down Rav Chalafta. Was from Tzipori. This is Yossi, Achrei Rav Yossi, Lit Tzipori. Yossi was son of Chalafra. Mekinah B'tanya was from Sichmi. So the story with this is over Echad Lefnei HaTeva. One guy went up to Daven on the Tanis, went there. But Gomer's Bracha, he finished the Brachas. Kula. V'lo'onach, they didn't answer Amen. They skipped the Amen, according to the Gersa we have in our Gemara. So then the Chazan, meaning like the Gabbai, the Shamas, called out, Tiku Korn and Tiku, make a blow a shofar, blow a shofar. Then the Chazan continued, Mishon Sarabam Vina Bar Maria, we're going to have this Chem, Viesh Makos Eschem Mayam Azeh. And then the Chazan again called out, I mean, the Shamans called out Hariyu Bnei Aaron Hariyu. And then the Chazan continued, the Shliach Tzibur continued, Mishon Sarabasen Ayam, Tzubi Anas Chem, Viesh Makos Eschem Mayam Azeh, Hayom Azeh. And that was how he finished it off. Hayom Azeh. V'chem Mechol Bracha Bracha. Each and every Bracha, they ended off that way. And they didn't answer Amen, but they said these Mishonas. Obviously, in our vernacular, in our liturgy, it's come down that we have this bracha mishana. We made it all in one thing in the slichas, but it was originated with
so
this.
The mishana is the omen. Is that what the Gemara
says? Yeah, exactly. Instead of saying this, they said they blew the shofar and they said. I mean, some say they said brachah shem kol but they didn't really do that. Ukshabodavre es chachamim. They came to chachamim. They said, "What amru? We never saw this. Why don't they answer amen? Amru lo yinu nogin kain el b'shar mizrach or b'har abayas." Only in the Shar Mizrach Bayis when they came in there, that's when you didn't answer Amen. Because the base mitzvah you don't answer Amen, you say Baruch Shem Salud. But this minig that you have over here, we never saw that. This was the minig that they didn't answer Amen. Instead, they either said Baruch Shem Salud, or the Shamas called out, blow the shofar, and the Chazan answered with other things, but they didn't answer Amen. He says, I never saw that minig only at the base mitzvah. Shalosh Tanis have shown us during the first of three. Remember, fasts were three. There were three, and seven. So the first three, which were less stringent, Anshe Mishmar, the people of the Mishmar, remember, the Mishmar was divided, the Kohanim were divided into 24 different Mishmaros. So basically, and each one worked a week. So basically, if you were a Kohen, you were only on call twice a year, 2 weeks a year, right? Because there's like 48 weeks in the year, approximately. So you could take away the Yom Tov when everybody worked. So those are the people of Mishmar. So they fasted. When there was a fast, but they didn't finish because you know, they had work to do. They couldn't. They fasted, like we said before, just to show camaraderie with the rest of the tzibur. They didn't finish. Banshe base of now within the mishmar, there was the people of that family. There were seven families in each mishmar that they actually did the work that day. They were actually on call. They were not just on call. They were working. Banshe base of loyim masanik. They couldn't fast at all because they had to work. Shoshni is during the second three fasts. Sanche Mishmar Misanin, these were more stringent. So Anche Mishmar Misanin Mashlimin, the people in the Mishmar who weren't working that day, but they were on call, they actually fasted the whole thing. Mahanche Besav Misanin, they fasted a little bit, but they didn't complete the fast. Shevachron is the last seven. Everybody fasted because they were very stringent, even though they're working. Did Rabbi Shua? The Chum or the Chum disagree. They say they're more lenient. They say the first three nobody fasted at all, the Mishmar or the Beisav. Shalashnis during the second one, Anshe Mishmar Masan v'lo Mishmi. In the second one, during the second one, Anshe Mishmar fasted a little bit, didn't complete. Anshe Beisav lo Masan klal because they were actually working that day. Shevach Ronos. During the last one, Anshe Mishmar Mas'an Mashlimin, the people weren't working that day but were on call, they fasted the whole thing because that was more stringent. Anshe Beisav Mas'an Mashlimin, they fasted a little bit but they couldn't complete. In other words, the Chum say that anybody working can never fast the whole day. Anshe Mishmar Mutar, now, in general, because we mentioned Anshe Mishmar, this next halacha is not like Gabbai Etanis, it's in general. Anshe Mishmar Mutar and Lishas Levavaz, since they're on call but they didn't actually serve that day or don't have to serve, so they can actually have a little wine with their dinner at night, even though you're not during the day, you can't drink wine because it shouldn't be shikur, but at night they could. Avalobium, not during the day, because they might be on call, they might have to help out, and then they can't be injured. Anshe Beisav, Lobiyam, they shouldn't drink day and night, because even at night, they're still putting the, burning the fats, etc. on the Mizbech, they're actually working day and night. Anshe Mishmar, Anshe Mamad, the Kohanim of the Mishmar, Anshe Mamad means all Kohanim, Levim Yisrael, who davened, because it was improper not to be, there's always people in Mamad davening, because how can you bring a carbon and you're not Mispawel? So they always had a whole group, a whole congregation of people davening there. Asurin, or not allowed, we'll see why, Lasapra, they didn't get a haircut or shave. Umalachabas, while they were there, they didn't, the people were on call, those things, they didn't take a haircut or wash their clothes. We'll see tomorrow, we'll discuss this later. On Thursday, they were allowed to do this because of Kavod Shabbos. Kol HaKosu Megillas Tanis. Anything Megillas Tanis, anything that keeps saying Kosu Megillas Tanis. In the times of Chum, they didn't write anything down. It was only later on. But Megillas Tanis, they called Megillas Tanis. It was a Megillah because they said these are the halachas, remember, special days in which you shouldn't fast. And some days are so stringent you shouldn't even give a hesped. So the more stringent days, you shouldn't even give a hesped. So all those days, the lolim, if it says lo mispah, that you shouldn't give a hesped, you shouldn't eulogize on that day. Lefan of usher, only that day you can't do, and not only that day you can't do, you shouldn't give a hesped the day before either that day. And it was those minor holidays, like you shouldn't give it like Purim, Hanukkah, days like that, those are the only ones left, but there have many others in those days. You shouldn't give a hesped the day before too. Sometimes, I know it's rare, but sometimes the person who's eulogizing goes on and on and on, and it might go into the holiday itself. So he says that the day before, you shouldn't even eulogize the day before. But after, the day after is okay, because if you're matur, you're giving hesped the day after, you're not going to come to give a hesped on the day of the holiday itself. Rabbi Yossi says that he's more machmer. Lefanav ulach vasser. Sometimes you get a guy who's so anxious, he starts giving the eulogy half a day before, even on the yontif, so he's more machmer.
One thing you see, you can't, the assumption is that you can't tell him to stop. Because you go tell him, the assumption is that that's not appropriate, right? Because tell him to stop.
Right.
We don't do that. We let him go on and on and on.
You just walk out.
People collapse.
Right. On the days that it just says you shouldn't fast, not that you shouldn't fast, but that again, lefan of alachar of mutter. That's fasting. You can mat, because if you fast the day, you know, just because you shouldn't fast that day, you're not going to start fasting the day before. Right? Fasting is different. Rabbi Yossi says no. Lefan of alachar alachar mutter. Even days you shouldn't fast, you shouldn't fast the day before either. In other words, we're afraid that. In the day, the Tanakhama says, listen, that day you shouldn't fast, but the day before, the day after you can fast. You're not worried that if you fast the day before, you might come to fast on that day too. Rabbi Yossi is not worried about that too. You start fasting, you might fast into the holiday itself.
But you see now, there's certain days you're not supposed to give a hesped, right? Certain
Correct.
Days. And what do people do too? I'm not giving
a lot of people
hesped,
don't. A lot of people, if you ever go to, if you ever, just divrei preda. But if you go, I've been at the Yekis, you have to give them credit. The Yekis, you go to a thing, Shir Amalas and goodbye.
Right.
And they bury him. They don't say anything.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's a real halacha. And goes in Tanis, Alat Sibur, Betchilish. You never start, we mentioned this before, it's halacha, here's the Mishnah. You never start the Tanis on the Thursday. Why? Because people Thursday night will be coming looking for food, both for Shabbos and to break their fast. And the storekeepers will think there's a run on the food, and they'll immediately raise the prices, right? So you don't start Thursday. Shalof Gisham, in order not to ruin the market prices. El Shalosh Taniyas Rishonis, the first three, you start off Sheni Chamishi Sheni, Monday, Thursday, Monday. The Shalosh Taniyas, the second three, because once you started already, so then they know it's because of the fasting, once it's going on. So the second three could already be Thursday, Monday, Thursday, because you can pick it up from there. Rabbi Yossi Amar No, Kshem Shanim Shanos B'chamishi, just like you don't start off the first ones on a Thursday, Kach L'Shniyas V'Lachar. So you never start off on a Thursday, because still, even though there was a little break in time, there's still this, shopkeepers may mess around and don't realize what's going on, and they'll think there's a run on the food. Engos Tanasu Atzib Rosh Hashanah. You never start Rosh Chodesh B'Chanukah B'Purim. Chanukah B'Purim were also part of that. Now, Rosh Chodesh means like this. Is, of course, you don't make a fast on those days because those are minor holidays. V'im ischilu, because it's also gemara. V'im ischilu, if you started, meaning if they had already said this is going to be a fast, and then let's say Rosh Chodesh was declared, it's not like when they didn't always have a fixed calendar like we did. All of a sudden, they say, okay, next Monday we're making a fast day, and then all of a sudden it turns Rosh Chodesh, then aim of seeking, you don't stop the ring wheel. Amar Meir, afisham ring wheel, aim of seeking, you don't stop, and as you do fast on that day, because the Baisa Rashi says it doesn't say you have to have a feast. It doesn't say Yom Mishta V'Simcha on it's a holiday, it's a moed, but you don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh, even though he says you're not mafsik and you could have the fast. Moda Yishem Mashlimi, you don't finish the fast. Sometimes before Rosh Chodesh is over, towards the evening, you eat a little bit. You don't finish. V'chein Tishah B'av Shchalias V'av Shabbos. Tishah B'av comes out of Shabbos. You don't come into the Shabbos. It's improper to come in fasting. So you have a little bite before. Today, the calendars are that we don't have Tishah B'av on Friday. But when it did, they didn't complete the fast. Say to Taniyos, Kate said, a Mishnah said, this is how you do on the fast. Mashma, all the fasts, all 13, 3, 3, and 7. Say the tennis case and Matsina Sateva, Philip Kamais, even the first six also, for a minute, Shalosh Kenneth, which are the first three, Vishnias, and the second three, Nachmasin, basic Knesset. You come into Shul, Mispal, and Kadesh, Mispal, Kol Shani, Daven, everything Kula. Yeah, so it's a regular Daven. Shevach Ronis, the last ones, then Matsina Sateva, Lachar, you take out there and Kosh to the Rechava Shalir, to the open space outside the Shul, Vinos and Ephraim Al Gavi Tevin, you put the Ephraim Mikla on the Teva over Rosh and Anasi over Rosh and Bez. Bez, like you said, Amish, Becholivech, Nos and Barosho. Rav Nos number Ephraim Mikla, it's my Ephraim Mikla, and we'll see why later on. That's more of a Bazillion than Afar, right? But what do you see? It was only in the last seven. Amar Papa Kitan Meslisan Ashev Achronos. When Amish says Stam, Seder Tanias Kate, even though it didn't specify it's the last seven, it's only on the last seven, not on the first six. Says the Gemara of Rosh and Nasi, Baharatani Kolechavechad. Nelson Barosho, Aini, is that the case? Vatanya, we learn Rabbi Omer, but Gedola Maschil. Why do you say that you first put the ashes where? On the top of the Aron Kodesh, then you put it on the head of the Nasi, and then the second is the top guys first, and then all the regular, the commoners put it on their head. So it's mashma that even though this is like the Bezayon, you start off at the top guys. But we learned, Rabbi said, when it comes to giving kavod, you start with the gadol. Uvikol, when it comes to cursing, maschil menakotin. Bigdula, maschil menakotin, shenem v'yom Moshe, Moshe spoke to Aaron. When it comes to bigdula, means stam. We're talking about giving instructions, a mitzvah, not a calamity, mitzvah. V'yom Moshe, maschil to Aaron, ve'ula elazar, uli tamar. You start off with Aaron, then you go to Lazar, uli tamar. It's proper to start off with the older ones. Start with Moshe, Aaron, Lazar, uli tamar. When it comes to giving a mitzvah, with klala maskul mekotin, mekotin, you start off in the lower one, as it says. Betchil says damar mar. What's the you change the gears to there? I don't know what it is there. Lesser broch. So anyway, it says there betchil and eschal chosh. Who got cursed first? The nachash, the serpent back in Bereishis. V'achkach neskal lachava, then chava. V'achkach neskal adam. So you see, when it comes to a curse, you start off with the lower people. Why don't the commoners put the afer on their head first? And it says, this is the chashivus them. Because effectively we're telling them, atun chashivus lemi boy lemrachme akul alma. In other words, by giving them the afer first, it's dafka covered for them, because you're saying, listen, you are more chashiv than us. In other words, we want you to beseech Hashem and ask for mercy. It's more important because you're greater. By giving them, putting the ashes on first, we're saying, please, you ask for mercy first because you are a greater person.
Leave it up to
me. No, he didn't mean she's in. He meant that all the commoners, everybody should put on at the same time first, and then the other.
We'll form a committee.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a klala we're talking.
Exactly, it's not a klala. That's his answer. That's exactly the answer. It seems like, oh, you're putting ashes on that. It's not a klala. That's exactly the kasha. It's pardon. It's a hashpala, right? But the answer is that's also given cover for them. Everybody himself puts it on his own head. So it's each person takes the ashes and put his own head. Who puts it on the head of the nasi and the Barosha nasi, Barosha nasi v'abezden, right? Nami nishkulu inu v'nenach b'shai. What the Mishnah says, we put it on the are in Kodesh, then we put it on the Rosh Nasi, and we put it on the Rosh Bezdin, and then everybody else puts it himself on his head. So why if everybody else puts it on his head, why isn't the Rosh Nasi, why doesn't the Nasi also put it on his own? Mishkan v'nitin b'rashayu. Mishnah the shakal inish achrino menachal. Why is it Mashmu Mishnah that other people, like the assistants there, the Gaborim, the Shamas, whatever, they put it on the Rosh Nasi? Why can't the Nasi do it himself? Rav Abba, the Minkisri, ein adom mismayish ba'atzmon mismayish mechem. The commoners, who are anyway simple people, it doesn't matter, they're so low, we're so low that it makes no difference if I do it myself or the next guy puts it on me. But a great person, a chash of a person, has greater busha when the ashes are, like you said, the hashpalah is when it's put on by a commoner. When a commoner puts it on a greater person, that's a bigger busha. And that's what we need. We need that busha. The Rashi says, the iko ogmat nefesh tvei. Because they're chashid, they're very mispayish. That's more of a busha there. We're trying to be mashpil them so that they should ask Hashem. Doesn't make any difference. Sometimes if it's just a regular jerk like me, makes them mispayish, put it on my, or Irving puts it on my head. It's the same thing. We're both jerks. You understand? It's not a busha. But for a great person, and the young guy puts the ashes on his head, that's a busha. Where do you put the ashes? It's like makom tefillin. In the pace of the tefillin, so it's mashma. They weren't wearing tefillin, like you said. Somebody said it's a chatzitza also. They weren't wearing tefillin. Yeah, so they weren't wearing tefillin at this point. The place of the tefillin, Shinemar, it says lasum, because it says in the redemption, it says lasum la vele tzion, that Hashem will give to the people, the mourners of Zion, lasus lahem pe'er tachaseifa. Pe'er is a lashon of tefillin, pe'er chachavush alecha, of tefillin, your glory, you know, your nice band on your head. We'll put pe'er tachas efer in place of the efer, which is on your head in mourning, we'll put the tefillin. So as much as the tefillin go in that spot. So obviously, they didn't wear tefillin at that such pirish, los lefer b'mokam ha'per, the tefillin nikru per. Right. So that's what he said. Okay, we'll pick it up here tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, at the regular time.
That's where Ash Wednesday.
Well, havdol, I was going to say that, you know. You know, the first time, I was in my 20s already, and I was working, and I see a girl there in the office, and I was working in a big Geisha company, and I was going to go over and say, you know, something. I didn't know what it was. At what age did you know about that?
I mean,
I was in my 20s. I was in my first real job in a big office and computers and everything, and this girl was working at the next desk, and I was going to say, I think there's a smudge on your thing. And then I realized when I saw the second girl came in with this. I don't even know that's only the Catholics do it, right? You don't even see that today. I mean, you know, you don't. I guess you do in the old city. No, I'm saying that, you know, you know.
You see it in the States.
You see it in the States a lot, yeah.
In the States, you see.
I guess it depends if you see it in a, you know, it depends on the kind of your environment. I guess like if.